Good afternoon, Farm News, here on the Red River Farm Network on this November the 13th. I'm Kara Hart, along with Randy Conan and Megan Turnquist. There are more potential weather delays expected this week. World Weather Incorporated says more snow is in the forecast Thursday and Friday, with totals ranging from a dusting to 3 inches. Additional snow may happen in the northeastern areas Sunday, with moisture totals up to 1/4 inch. Temperatures will range from the 20s in the east to the 40s in the west today and get up to the 50s in the southwestern part of the region Wednesday. Temperatures will be in the teens and 20s Friday and Saturday.
Well, heading into 2019, both farmers and ag bankers are facing uncertainties. Those uncertainties are being discussed at the 2018 National Agricultural Bankers Conference going on in Omaha. Shane Haynes, chairman of the Rural Bankers Committee, says ag bankers are nervous moving into renewal season. The biggest concern is cash flow.
And with these low commodity prices that we're looking, it's hard to make a cash flow work. It's hard to make something break even, much less profitable. We have done some rebalancing in the past, and so we feel like we've got our guys in as best position that we could. Now we're going to start looking at some of the hard numbers and trying to revisit rental rates, some terms maybe with some suppliers. And so those are hard conversations to have, because that's real dollars to both sides.
Adding to the challenges of gearing up for 2019 is the lack of a farm bill.
We've got producers trying to make planting decisions and pre-purchase decisions as they look at trying to pre-purchase inputs for 2019. And without the confidence of what farm bill and what protections are going to be put in place, they're having a hard time figuring out what crops to plant. When they come into the bank, we don't know what to put on their cash flow. Right now, we're kind of punting, if you will, letting guys continue to think about it.
Come renewal season in February and March, Haynes is hopeful a farm bill will be in place so farmers can make those decisions.
Grain traders continue to look toward an easing of the trade war as the G20 summit approaches. E-Hedger market analyst Trevin Kennedy says even with an agreement, soybean carryout numbers will be huge.
It seems like it's going to be hard to reach those 500 million bushel carryout numbers like some estimates are saying. You know, it seems like even the 800 million, which is what the USDA is kind of pegging, would be more toward in what we see to be some of the more realistic, even somewhat optimistic carryout levels to be reached.
Traders remain cautious as they wait for trade news.
I think there's a lot of fear both ways surrounding the trade agreement. There's a lot of different types of players in the market afraid of getting short ahead of any trade news. That might be a little bit of reason why we've had some recovery, just optimism surrounding that. I guess any further news out of this G20 summit, you know, could bring big shifts. The question would be, to what degree are our shorts waiting for something like that to happen?
Like fellow agricultural economist, Virginia Tech professor emeritus, Dr. David Cole has long preached the importance of trade for the American farmer. During the National Agricultural Bankers Conference in Omaha, Cole says the Trump administration's approach to trade negotiations has done long-term harm.
Yes, and I'm just going to be blunt. Now, it sounds like I'm bashing President Trump. Did we need to do something? Yes. Whether it was NAFTA or whether it was agreements with China. It was just how it was done. We're going to tear up NAFTA or we're going to impose these tariffs. And here's the one thing. In the long term, this has some long-lasting 5 to 10 year implications, because trust, once violated, negates the relationship. And we violated some of that trust.
Tyson Foods is reporting a fourth quarter profit of $537 million on sales of $9.99 billion. That compares to last year's fourth quarter profits of $394 million. Tyson also expects lower meat prices will reduce the company's 2019 sales forecast by $1 billion to $41 billion. And for more information on the Red River Farm Network, visit Facebook and Twitter. You can find stories, podcasts at rrfn.com. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Good afternoon, Farm News here on the Red River Farm Network. Agriculture is in a time of change. And Land O'Lakes President and CEO Beth Ford, who was the keynote speaker at the National Agricultural Bankers Conference, says agriculture is facing numerous challenges.
A changing consumer, different investors coming into the sector, consolidation occurring, trade, strong dollar, tariffs, a disrupted retail environment. I mean, any lens that you're looking at, it says that what got you here is not going to get you there, and business disruption is here. I think the least amount of disruption you probably had was yesterday, and then today, and then tomorrow, because that's what it's going to be. And so you have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. You have to be comfortable working in a disrupted environment, because that is the new normal.
Ford says farmers understand the cyclical nature of agriculture and can thrive in this environment.
House Agriculture Committee leaders met Monday to discuss the farm bill, but not much progress was noted from the discussion. At the end of the meeting, Chairman Mike Conaway said the two were still having conversations. Politico reports there is talk of putting together a bipartisan House offer, which could help lawmakers reach a deal.
Farmers want a farm bill completed in the lame duck session. American Soybean Association President John Heisdorfer is unsure discussions will be successful.
Sounds like Colin Peterson would also like to get it done, so I'm not quite as optimistic as they are that it'll get done, but I would sure like to see it happen.
Why aren't you optimistic it could get done?
Well, you know, Chairman Conaway said that there's no way there'd be any extension of, and that it would be done by September when the last farm bill was up. Didn't happen. So I just feel like there might be a 50-50 chance.
House and Senate lawmakers want to make a deal and pass it before January. It could be challenging with leadership elections and year-end spending also on the agenda.
Iowa Senator and Senate Agriculture Committee member Chuck Grassley told reporters this morning the commodity title and nutrition title are still hang-ups in farm bill discussions.
I would hope that either a five-year farm bill would pass, but I think at this point, with not much success in negotiating with the House, then more apt to get a one-year extension of the farm bill.
Grassley says if a farm bill can't be passed in the lame duck session, his payment limitation provisions may have a better chance to be included in the bill.
There was more in the 2014 farm bill than there is in Conway's approach to it in the House bill, where there's no limits whatsoever. So from that standpoint, I think I got a better chance.
This week, the U.S. House plans to review the Gray Wolf State Management Act. The bill would delist gray wolves from protection under the Endangered Act in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Wyoming. According to Minnesota State Cattlemen's Executive Director Ashley Coles, the gray wolf should be the poster child of how the Endangered Species Act is supposed to work.
There was no doubt that the wolf needed some population attention, needed to change the management to rebuild the population in Minnesota. And so the wolf was listed, and there was a plan put in place to rebuild the wolf population with the Minnesota DNR leading that charge. And they did a great job. The wolf population numbers actually exceeded what the goal was under the Endangered Species Act management plan. The wolf was delisted just as it's supposed to be. And then due to some court cases and some lawsuits, the wolf was then put back on the list as threatened in the state of Minnesota.
Cole says there is a sense of urgency coming from the growing wolf population numbers in Minnesota.
Hearing that from the Minnesota DNR as well, that, you know, during their surveys, they're finding that the wolf has in fact recovered. And when you talk to cattlemen, especially the folks in the northwest corner of the state, you know, it's not just the loss of calves and cows during calving from wolf depredation, but it's also the change in the temperament of their cattle. So when there's wolves that are stalking some of their animals, it has a negative impact on the way that those cattle are able to thrive in the pastures that they're used to. They're more on edge.
If passed, the bill would reinstate a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service decision blocked in federal court. Don't forget, you can find out more about the Red River Farm Network radio affiliates, listen to this broadcast, and more on your phone. Just bookmark rrfn.com. Reporting Agriculture's Business, this is the Red River Farm Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Crop Life America Senior Director of Government Affairs, Kelly Bray, says it's important to get a farm bill passed before the end of the year. That way, the process doesn't have to start new again in 2019.
We have good indications from leadership in both the House and the Senate, majority, minority, that they want to get this done as well. But there's a lot to talk about, a lot of negotiation, and just the floor time as well, just to make sure that those votes are scheduled and can happen before the end of the year. So passing a farm bill is high on our agenda.
Trade talks for the 16 countries in the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership are delayed. This trade deal would include China, Japan, South Korea, India, Australia, and more. The economic ministers are meeting in Singapore and they failed to reach an agreement, putting the entire trade deal in jeopardy.
USDA Rural Development is investing $91 million for rural broadband in a dozen states. The projects funded include $2.1 million in Minnesota's Todd County and $2.8 million in North Dakota's Morton County. 80% of Americans who lack reliable, affordable, high-speed internet are in rural America.
A farmer from New England, North Dakota, is a winner in the National Wheat Yield Contest. John Wirt topped the dryland spring wheat category with a yield of 103.9 bushels per acre. That's 126% higher than the county average. The winning entry was LCS Trigger from Lima Grain. Taking a look at the grains before we leave you this afternoon and livestock numbers. December Minneapolis wheat down 3.5 at 579. December Chicago wheat down 12.5 at 507.25. December Kansas City wheat down 8.75. December corn down 4.25 at 367. March corn down 4.25 at 378. January beans down 5 at 878.25. March beans down 5 at 891.75. In livestock markets, December live cattle up 25 cents at 115.17. January feeder cattle up $2.80 at 146.52. December lean hogs up 20 cents at 56.75. Lots ahead on the farm calendar. Today, the Minnesota Pork Board Workforce Conference meeting in Mankato, Minnesota. This is the Red River Farm Network.